On this one,
measles, mumps, rubella vaccine, polio vaccine, chickenpox vaccine.
Protect your child from disease outbreaks. See a healthcare provider to get them up to date on vaccines and visit ivaccinate.org to learn more. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services, the Franny Strong Foundation, and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.
Hi, it's Steve Gruber for Freedom Concrete Coatings. Tired of dull, cracked concrete that's hard to maintain? Freedom Concrete Coatings offers a permanent upgrade with polyurea base coat and polyaspartic top coat that's four times stronger than epoxy. It's UV stable, stain resistant, and won't yellow over time. And just a quick sweep or rinse keeps it looking great. Whether it's your garage, basement, patio, or pool deck, turn worn out concrete into beautiful, usable spaces. Veteran owned and proudly serving Mid-Michigan with a lifetime warranty. Don't settle for epoxy. Choose better. Choose local. Choose Freedom. FreedomCoat.com. FreedomCoat.com.
Somewhere around 400 feet off the ground, an RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. When I first got out, it felt like my whole life had been smushed down to just medical appointments. I was going to occupational therapy, physical therapy, speech therapy. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. I'm not sure I would still be here if I didn't find the Friends and Wounded Warrior Project that I did. Because there was a long period after the injury where I really didn't understand why I was still here. It felt like I had lost everything. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Let's check in on sports now with Brock Palmbush.
With a look at sports, I'm Brock Palmbush. There were 13 games in the NFL yesterday, week number two. NFC winners included Philadelphia, Detroit, and the Los Angeles Rams. AFC winners included Buffalo, Cincinnati, and Indianapolis. Atlanta beat Minnesota in the Sunday night game 22-6. In Major League Baseball, there was a full schedule of games. American League winners included Toronto, Detroit, and Seattle. National League winners included the New York Mets, Chicago Cubs, and San Diego. The WNBA playoffs began yesterday with four games, all game ones in the first round. Winners were New York, Atlanta, Minnesota, and Las Vegas. And in golf, world number one Scottie Scheffler won the PGA Tour's Pro Core Championship in Napa, California by one shot over Ryder Cup teammate Ben Griffin. The Ryder Cup between the United States and Europe is in 2 weeks. That's a look at sports. Back to you, Steve.
All right, Brock, thank you for that. Big game down in Ford Field. Disappointed they didn't do anything to honor Charlie Kirk like the Jets, the Cowboys, and a whole bunch of others. I get it. It was each team's prerogative whether they did or didn't. I was just disappointed. I was there in Ford Field for the game, which, by the way, was really impressive. Five touchdown passes and a pretty incredible explosion. I guess the Lions are going to be all right there, Brock.
Yeah, they're okay now. People were panicking after the Packers lost last week, but now things are okay. Gets tougher, though. They play at Baltimore, and they face the great Lamar Jackson next Monday night.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a talented football player, to say the least. All right, thank you, Brock. Greatly appreciate it. By the way, if you missed it last night, the Kennedy Center, D.C., there was a Charlie Kirk Memorial. Thousands and thousands of people turned out. You know what they didn't do? Light fires, burn cars, burn down the Kennedy Center. No, they didn't do that. They went into the Hall of States and held a vigil for Charlie Kirk. It's not a both sides issue. It's not. It's just not. Not proportionately, anyway. I'll be right back. It's the Steve Gruber Show.
I'm Shanola Hampton. Every day, millions of people face hunger. Today, I will share with you some of their experiences. I'm stuck between paying for medications or paying for food. John from Maine. After paying my bills, I can buy groceries. It's sad to say, food comes last. Alice from Oregon. I thought pantries were for less fortunate people, but anybody could be less fortunate in a day or even a second. Claire from Virginia. The Feeding America Network of Food Banks helps provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. No one should have to worry where their next meal will come from. Together, we can end hunger. Learn more at feedingamerica.org.
Before I was adopted, I felt alone.
I felt nervous that I wouldn't have a family.
I was getting older and older. I didn't think I was going to get adopted.
With help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption, Lexi, Connor, and LaShawna now have a forever family and the foundation for a bright future.
When I was adopted, it was like, wow, I get to settle, and this is permanent.
After I was adopted, I felt happy.
Adoption changed me for the better. I feel like I can be whoever I want to be.
Every child deserves a safe, loving, and permanent home. Help the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption find forever families for children who have been lingering in foster care the longest. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
I'm Shanola Hampton. Every day, millions of people face hunger. Today, I will share with you some of their experiences. I'm stuck between paying for medications or paying for food. John from Maine. After paying my bills, I can buy groceries. It's sad to say, food comes last. Alice from Oregon. I thought pantries were for less fortunate people. But anybody could be less fortunate in a day or even a second. Claire from Virginia. The Feeding America Network of Food Banks helps provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. No one should have to worry where their next meal will come from. Together, we can end hunger. Learn more at feedingamerica.org.
Somewhere around 400 feet off the ground, an RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. When I first got out, I felt like my whole life had been smushed down to just medical appointments. I was going to occupational therapy, physical therapy, speech therapy. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. I'm not sure I would still be here if I didn't find the Friends and Wounded Warrior Project that I did. Because there was a long period after the injury where I really didn't understand why I was still here. It felt like I had lost everything. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
I had an important job. And it wasn't just a job, it was keeping my brothers and sisters safe. And coming back, it felt like kind of thrown away. It's like you're useless. You know, we don't really have a need for you now because you can't really do anything for us. That's the way I felt. If it hadn't have been for Wounded Warrior Project, I honestly don't know if I would be here. It was the camaraderie that I saw and had. It was like, I got my family back again. we all felt the connection, you know, like that brother and sisterhood.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Donna by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Charlie died after taking a single pill that turned out to be counterfeit.
He was having back issues, and it was a counterfeit poisonous pill.
Websites and social media selling fake medicines may look legitimate, but they're not. Drugs from these rogue pharmacies could have fillers like sawdust or deadly fentanyl.
He died in less than 15 minutes after taking the pill.
Now there's a free tool that can give you peace of mind. At safe.pharmacy, enter the pharmacy web address and you'll know if the site you're using is safe.
If you're not getting your prescriptions from a legitimate source, that next dose you take could be your last.
We just don't want other people to go through what we're going through. It's just horrific.
Go to safe.pharmacy. Find out about fake medicine on social media and if the site you're buying from is safe.
Before I was adopted, I felt alone.
I felt nervous that I wouldn't have a family.
I was getting older and older. I didn't think I was going to get adopted.
With help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption, Lexi, Connor, and LaShawna now have a forever family and the foundation for a bright future.
When I was adopted, it was like, wow, I get to settle, and this is permanent.
After I was adopted, I felt happy.
Adoption changed me for the better. I feel like I can be whoever I want to be.
Every child deserves a safe, loving, and permanent home. Help the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption find forever families for children who have been lingering in foster care the longest. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
Nearly 2,000 of the state's top student athletes will be recognized for excelling academically and in school activities through the MHSAA's Scholar Athlete Award, underwritten by Farm Bureau Insurance. The applicants will be in the running for a total of 32 $1,000 college scholarships. Application materials are available exclusively online through the MHSAA website. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.
Something to make you look around and say, hey, you know what? I live in a pretty great country.
President Trump is calm, on point, on his game. And unlike the last guy, he is competent and coherent.
Come on, man.
We're not bending the knee anymore. We're here to take a stand for God and country.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
It sure is. I'm glad to have you here on a Monday as we kick off another new week here. It's a different week in America now, of course, after all that has happened in the last few days. But we're going to work our way through it. We've got a lot to talk about. Who do you want in your foxhole? I'll take Jesus. It's okay with you. Best person to have in my foxhole. All right, three things you need to know this hour. Number one, a Michigan lawmaker is backing a plan to let Michigan bow hunters pack pistols with them if they feel they need protection. Number two, in the wake of the assassination of Charlie Kirk, Office Depot has fired an employee who refused to produce a Charlie Kirk poster because it was propaganda, she said. Well, she's now unemployed. Use that propaganda however you want. And number three, from Michigan News Source, my news company, comes an editorial that I'd like to share with you today. An editorial, silencing dissent isn't just a tactic for Democrats anymore. It is their platform. If you don't support their agenda, they attempt to censor you. to cancel you, or as we have seen, much worse. And the toolbox of suppression grows faster than a Joe Biden teleprompter gaffe reel. After the assassination of Turning Point USA co-founder Charlie Kirk, actor James Woods didn't hold back on his ire. Posting on X, he declared, when the Democrats ran out of options, the ballot harvesting, the mail-in ballot fraud, the lawfare, the phony impeachments, and the illegal invasion of our borders, assassination became their last resort. The attempted assassinations of Donald Trump and Kirk's murder weren't isolated acts. They appear to be the grim next chapter of a Democrat campaign that escalated from censorship and cancellation to outright bloodshed. Assassination. And as social media made disturbingly clear this past week, there are plenty of Democrats who aren't just excusing Kirk's assassination. They are celebrating it. During the Biden administration, they openly pressured big tech to erase misinformation, which they were allowed to decide what it was, which basically meant conservative speech was misinformation. Hunter's laptop, buried. COVID debate, shadow banned. Meanwhile, cancel culture became the left's favorite bludgeon. Post the wrong opinion, wear the wrong red hat, or quote the wrong Bible verse, and suddenly you're doxxed. Shut down on social media and jobless. Billionaire progressive George Soros added another layer by buying up media outlets to make sure the right voices will stay on the air and the rest will vanish into static. Yeah, Soros. He bought Odyssey out of bankruptcy, taking control of more than 200 radio stations and streaming outlets across the nation. Unfortunately, conservatives have been the targets of political violence for years, despite what the left may say. Steve Scalise, Congressman Steve Scalise, barely survived. Others nearly killed in 2017 at a congressional baseball practice. President Trump has faced numerous assassination attempts, and Kirk. Charlie Kirk's only crime was organizing young people around free speech. Gunned down in broad daylight in front of 3,000 people on a Utah University campus. The message is clear. If censorship and cancellation fail, the silencing will escalate. That steady drumbeat of political violence hasn't happened in a vacuum. It's been incubated and normalized in the very places where free thought should thrive, America's classrooms and universities. These halls of learning have been the left's petri dish for this culture of suppression, which is why Kirk chose them as a battleground for his free speech crusade. Many students openly embrace woke dogma, while others privately admit they fake it just to protect grades and GPAs. They don't want to be flunked. One adult student we reported on last month recalled earning a lower grade on a well-sourced paper critical of men and women's sports simply because it didn't toe the line. You see, it didn't fit the narrative that the left demanded. The pressure to conform is breeding something worse, acceptance of silencing others by force. A recent fire survey reported in the state news from Michigan State University, in the state news, 38% of MSU students now think violence is justified to stop speech they dislike. 38% think it's okay to kill Charlie Kirk at Michigan State University, apparently. 38%. From the state news, not from my sources. That kind of campus-bred tolerance for political violence doesn't stay on campus. Of course, it spills into the real world. By now, in the wake of Charlie Kirk's murder, the same mob that once celebrated censorship is discovering that actions have consequences. For years, the left weaponized social media and took screenshots of speech they didn't like to destroy conservatives. But after Kirk's assassination, the tables have turned. Libs of TikTok and others on X have been outing progressives who are cheering his death online, and employers are not amused. Teachers, bureaucrats, corporate staffers, and even some in government and military are suddenly being suspended, resigning, or getting fired outright, thank God. The mob that once loved cancel culture is now crying, free speech, free speech, as they go home without a job and without a clue. Nice editorial today. You can find that at MichiganNewsSource.com. Oh, and speaking of going home without a job, how about that Office Depot? Portage, Michigan. You might have seen the video. A team member ordered and paid for a poster to be printed, a TPUSA team member, at the Office Depot so he could bring it to a vigil for Charlie Kirk in Michigan. When he arrived to pick it up 4 hours later, the employee said they refused to print it, even though it had been paid for, calling the poster propaganda. It was a flyer for a memorial. Michigan Forward, that's political propaganda. A woman who identified herself as a manager told the team member as to why the poster was not made. Millions of views. Picked up by numerous national words websites. Fired from store 3382. She's gone. Fired. See, there is justice when you act like an ass. Sometimes, anyway. Sometimes. This part of the program brought to you by my friends at PuraVet. PuraVet's part of PuraClean. And we're proudly sponsored by PuraClean's Veterans Initiative, PuraVet, where veterans find purpose in property restoration and owning a business, entrepreneurship. We salute those who have served. 855-PuraVet or PuraVet.com. You can find out more at PuraVet.com. You know, be part of the solution. It's for vets, right? I'll take a break. Still a lot to come here today. Follow us on all the social media platforms. Hit the like button. We'll not be canceled. We'll be here. We'll be right back. Tired of hard water ruining your appliances, your clothes, staining your sinks, and drying out your skin? At Wolverine Water Systems, we've been delivering pure, clean, great-tasting water to Michigan families for almost 75 years. Whether it's well water or city water, our American-made water softeners and filtration systems are custom-built to fix your water problems. Visit WolverineWaterSystems.com today for a free in-home water test. That's WolverineWaterSystems.com, pure clean water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today. Don't let your retirement accounts get caught off guard by trade and tariff wars. Learn why a Genesis Gold IRA is the number one choice for thousands of Americans across the nation. 800-489-GOLD. 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 That's 800-489-4653. Again, 800-489-GOLD.
At the Michigan Chamber, we're on a mission to help businesses succeed, because when they do, so do our families, communities, and economy. We're here to protect, connect, and strengthen job providers across the state. That means top-ranked advocacy at the Capitol. Must attend events and trainings in person and online. Trusted tools that save you time and money. We're all in for you, for growth, for Michigan.
Visit michamber.com to get the facts and learn how you can help protect your business and Michigan's future.
Charlie died after taking a single pill that turned out to be counterfeit.
He was having back issues, and it was a counterfeit poisonous pill.
Websites and social media selling fake medicines may look legitimate, but they're not. Drugs from these rogue pharmacies could have fillers like sawdust or deadly fentanyl.
He died in less than 15 minutes after taking the pill.
Now there's a free tool that can give you peace of mind. At safe.pharmacy, enter the pharmacy web address and you'll know if the site you're using is safe.
If you're not getting your prescriptions from a legitimate source, that next dose you take could be your last.
We just don't want other people to go through what we're going through. just horrific.
Go to safe.pharmacy. Find out about fake medicine on social media and if the site you're buying from is safe.
Welcome back to it. Glad you're here on the program with me. The Red Wing, I was at the Lions game yesterday. Like I said, disappointed they did nothing to respect Charlie Kirk's assassination, but so it is. Every team had its choice. We're going to stick with sports for here just for a moment. Dave Barr is joining me, media professional for the Detroit Red Wings training camp. Happens in Traverse City each year. It's going on now. Dave, welcome back to the program.
Well, thank you very much, Steve.
Glad to have you here. All right, so Detroit Red Wings camp. Tell me about this.
Well, the Red Wings training camp has been going on in Traverse City over 25, almost 26 years now. We had a couple of years, of course, without the with the lockouts and the strikes, but I think we're into year 25, maybe it's 26. A lot of us can't even remember. Now, it started in 1997, that Center Ice Arena out on Hammond Road, just south of Traverse City. And this year was a little bit different because of the prospect tournament after COVID kind of dwindled down to just Detroit and Dallas. They played those games over the weekend in Dallas for the prospect tournament, splitting a pair with the Stars. And this Thursday, the boys will be in Traverse City for 3 days, on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And they'll get out on the ice, of course, with the new coach who came in mid-season last year, Todd McClellan, and a new attitude and a lot of new players. So we're looking forward to having them here at Center Ice in Traverse City.
So where do they play there in Traverse City? How many people can come watch? How big a place is it?
Well, we cram a few in, and don't tell the fire marshal. We're usually a little over on some of the bigger weekend days. But, you know, you get about 2,000 people in there, maybe 2,200 with some standing room. This year they're going to be using both sheets of ice, so, you know, we'll probably have closer to 3,000 on some of the days, particularly on Saturday, because both sheets of ice will be used so people can go back and forth. But I'm sure that by the time the scrimmage rolls around on Saturday about noon, that we'll be standing room only inside the main arena.
No, well, that'll be pretty interesting. What's the team look like this year? I mean, I have no idea. We got a good team, bad team? Are we going for the Stanley Cup here? What's up?
Well, we haven't made the playoffs in several years now, but you know, they picked up some folks. You know, everybody is an armchair quarterback, and they critique Steve Yzerman's every move. But, you know, it took a long time. You got to remember, the Red Wings had a lot of legacy costs going back to, you know, when they did win the Cup. They signed a lot of big players to, you know, big contracts back in the day that had, you know, deferred payments. So I think we're finally done paying some guys. I think Steve Yzerman was still getting some players' money up until a year or so ago because of contracts that had been signed under Ken Holland. So we're finally beyond that in the world of the salary cap. So, you know, he's been active, but Yzerman believes in building the team from the ground up. So he's used a lot of draft picks. They work very closely with Grand Rapids, who has had a pretty decent team the last few years. So I think we're headed in the right direction. We did pick up a goalie that will probably, you know, help us out a little bit. We've added a few spots. So, you know, I think the team is competitive. The problem that the Wings are in is every team's about in the same boat. So it's not necessarily they're really horrible or the other teams are just that much better. It's just with the salary cap and the way it is, everything has become comparable. And one or two bad losses at a bad time, and you've missed the playoffs.
Yeah.
Well, it's a lot of fun. So you've got some. Do you have some tickets here? Am I understanding that?
I do. I've got a pair of tickets. I don't know how you want to do it, but I'm willing to give you a pair of tickets for Saturday's practice. Doors open at 9. Skates start at 10. They run till about 2:30. And like I said, the scrimmage will be about noon. And then afterwards, hopefully it's a beautiful day, go out there and maybe grab some autographs before some of the players leave town and head to Grand Rapids. But I've got a pair of tickets, and however you guys want to give them away,
I'm
good for that.
How about we do this? info@stevegruber.com. Send us an email. Tell us why you'd like to, you and somebody else, go see the Red Wings practice, Center Ice, Traverse City. info@stevegruber.com. An interesting little giveaway here from our friend Dave Barr. Dave, you've been doing this for the Wings for a long time, haven't you?
Yeah, a long time. My first year was a participant just there. I'd been in Port Huron the year before. The fall of 96, I moved back to Traverse City in fall of 97 and got involved in the fall of 98.
Yeah, there you go. All right, so there you go, guys. You guys want some tickets? Want to take a kid? Want to take your kid? Whatever it might be. info@stevegruber.com. It's worth, there were $70.
It'll be a great time. And like I said, the practices are back. The scrimmages are back. A lot of fans on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday missed the scrimmages, and they are back in Traverse City. And I should mention, Steve, after they leave here, because it's the 30th anniversary of the Grand Rapids Griffins this year, they're actually going to play the red and white game at Van Andel, and that's for the 30th anniversary. And tickets are, if there's any left, they're selling fast.
Yeah. All right, there you go. All right, Dave Barr, good stuff. The Wings in Traverse City. Wings over Michigan. I think that was like a... Wings Over America. That was a different thing. It was an album. Dave Barr, thank you as always.
Hey, I appreciate it, Steve. Thank you.
What a great deal for Traverse City to have that every year, right? What a cool deal. All right. So info@stevegruber.com. You could walk away with these tickets. info@stevegruber.com. All right. Get signed up. Write me a little note. Tell me why. We'll pick somebody wonderful. Maybe it's you. I'll take a break. I'll be right back.
Do you know what a concussion looks like? Did you know that 9 times out of 10, a concussion doesn't knock someone out? The signs and symptoms of a concussion sometimes don't manifest themselves until after the game. So learn what to look for. Visit the MHSA website and click on Education for more information. A public service message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association promoting the value and values of educational athletics.
Here, this is funny. NBC News reporting breathlessly that numerous employees from all over the country have been fired or placed on leave over comments related to Charlie Kirk. The move has sparked growing concerns about freedom of speech in the workplace, with critics warning that disciplinary actions are creating a chilling effect on open expression. It's the workplace. You don't have freedom of speech in the workplace. Let me read this to you again. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech. It doesn't say your company. It doesn't say the people you work for. You can go in and say anything you want. Doesn't work that way. This is about government. People are so dumb. And Charlie Kirk got shot in the throat for free speech. Gee, I'm supposed to feel sorry for you because you lost your job. Sorry. You dance on the grave of a 31-year-old father and husband. Yeah, these teachers, and the military too, is the Jeffrey points out. While teachers, feds openly cheering a political assassination, then cry free speech when they get canned. Actions have consequences. Free speech is perfectly fine, but free speech has consequences. Nothing demonstrates that more than the execution of Charlie Kirk. He exercised free speech and paid the ultimate price. Gunned down in front of 3,000 college kids. you know, and if you get fired, well, that's just too bad. That is just too bad, isn't it? You have the freedom to say it. Your employer has the right to fire you. This is, see, and if you understood the Constitution, if you'd bothered to show up at civics class in middle school or high school, you'd know that. You were too busy doing whatever you're doing. Maybe you should have paid attention. Then you'd know you can be fired for such hateful things. Okay. I'll be right back.
It's your home, it's your dream. Radon testing, keep it healthy and clean. Make it green, green, green.
Making it green is making sure the air in your home is healthy for your family to breathe. Make sure you test your home for the presence of radon. It's easy. To learn more, call 866-730-GREEN. Preserve your family's health and well-being. Get your home tested. Now that's living healthy and green.
It's your home, it's your dream. Radon testing, keep it healthy and clean. Make it green, green, green.
To learn more, call 866-730-GREEN.
A message from the US EPA.
I'm Shanola Hampton. Every day, millions of people face hunger. Today, I will share with you some of their experiences. I'm stuck between paying for medications or paying for food. John from Maine. After paying my bills, I can buy groceries. It's sad to say, food comes last. Alice from Oregon. I thought pantries were for less fortunate people, but anybody could be less fortunate in a day or even a second. Claire from Virginia. The Feeding America network of food banks helps provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. No one should have to worry where their next meal will come from. Together, we can end hunger. Learn more at feedingamerica.org.
Calling all Bridge Card holders. Did you know you can now use your Bridge Card at many Michigan farmers markets? It's smart to buy locally grown produce because as time passes, fruits and vegetables lose some of their nutritional value. The quicker it can get from the farmer's field to your dinner table, the better. It's also more affordable to buy produce in season. The freshest, healthiest produce is available now at your local farmers market. And many Michigan farmers markets now accept Bridge Cards, making it easier for more families to make the healthy choice. Learn more at MIFMA.org. This message sponsored by the Michigan Farmers Market Association and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.
Scratching on my first school dance takes confidence. So getting into college, I've got what it takes. So do you.
Visit knowhowtogo.org to learn what you should be doing right now to prepare for college. Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation, and the Ad Council.
All right, jumping back in it now, you may have seen this. We talked about this a couple of times. Office Depot had some employees, one for sure, in Portage, Michigan, store 3382, Portage, Michigan. There was an order placed for some flyers for a memorial, for a vigil for Charlie Kirk. Paid for, everything was done. When they arrived at the store to pick them up, they were told, no, you can't have those. We're not printing those. That's propaganda. And this manager, this woman just sat right there and just said, no, you're not getting them. Well, she's been fired. She's one of scores of people across the country who've lost their jobs because, look, you can't just, and then they're screaming about freedom of speech. I've got a quote from Rolling Stone here for you in a minute, but we'll get to that. Joining me is Rhonda McDaniel. She's the CEO of the Michigan Forward Network. Of course, she's been around in politics for a long time. Rhonda, nice to have you back on the program.
Great to be with you. Thanks for having me, Steve. Sad circumstances.
Yeah, terrible circumstances. Look, we're all still trying to figure our way forward. Look, I was live on the air when this all happened, when the report of the shooting came down, and then we had to report that Charlie didn't make it, which, you know, obviously a devastating injury and not sustainable. But then the people that have been dancing on his grave. And here's, look, you've been in Republican politics for a very long time. You've been the focus of death threats. So have I. And then they sit there on the other side and say, oh, it's violence in America. 97% of political violence is far right. I'm like, that is such nonsense. And yet they continue to regurgitate these lies, Rhonda, every single day. And here's just another example. Oh, that's propaganda. We can't have a picture of a man at his memorial vigil. We can't allow that. I mean, these people have lost their minds. Where am I wrong?
They've lost their mind. And in this incident, you know, we had a young staffer from Michigan Forward who went in. And Steve, it was literally just a flyer, a tribute flyer for Charlie. It was celebrating his life. That's all it said. It said nothing about his political affiliation, nothing about Turning Point. And he was so respectful, this young man, but he was also mourning, very sad. A lot of our staff was, you know, obviously devastated. Young kids around this country who followed Charlie, who followed him their whole lives. And so he went in very respectfully, said, can I talk to a manager? And they said, no, this is propaganda. That wouldn't have happened if it was a Democrat. It just wouldn't have. And so we rightly put it out. We put the receipt out. We put the flyer so everybody had the whole story. Office Depot, thank goodness, responded because it's unacceptable to lie to a customer and say we won't print a flyer about somebody's passing to tribute them.
Yeah. You see, they're going wild. But this is different, Rhonda. It is. And I think in a good way. And what I mean by that is that people are actually being held accountable in 2025. I don't think they would have been a year ago. I don't think they would have been 2 years ago.
I know this firsthand. I mean, when I was RNC chair, we were deplatformed. We were kicked off of credit card processing. We were kicked off of social media platforms. Many people were fired, kicked off of boards that they sat on just for being Republican. So that was the norm not so long ago, where you could lose your life and your livelihood for being a conservative. I am glad to see the pendulum swing a little, where finally Democrats are being held accountable for their lack of any type of willingness to work across the aisle for what they're doing to conservatives, and they're actually losing their jobs for celebrating the death of a young man. And that is the right thing to have happen.
Yeah. And let me bring this back is Charlie Kirk's words are taken out of context in a variety of places, but look, the fact of the matter is they've lost the debate. They've lost the argument. So I think it's even more dangerous today than it was Wednesday of last week. And I say that because of vigils like the one you held, or the memorial service or funeral, if you will, that's coming up next Sunday in Arizona. I'll be there along with my wife because Charlie Kirk was a friend of ours. We knew him, not as well as some, but well enough to call him and number him among our friends for sure. But I think this is a dangerous time. They've lost the argument. They've lost the debate. And I believe these people are more dangerous and more willing to commit more violence now than before Wednesday. I think people should have their head on a swivel, be concerned, be focused, look around and see what's happening. Because if you're gathering a bunch of Charlie Kirk supporters in one place, or supporters of free speech, or conservative values, or Christian values, then you're a big target, aren't you?
Yeah, I think it's a really scary time. You know, Steve, you were on the air, but I was about to get in the air. I was about to get on a flight, and I have two college-age kids who were a wreck. You know, they met Charlie. They'd gone to Turning Point events with me.
Sure.
It was really, really tough as a mom. And I didn't see the footage because I wasn't on social, but they
Don't
saw the footage
it.
Immediately. There was no filter. So they knew instantly that it was probably fatal. Plus, my daughter went to Brigham Young. So she had many friends at UVU who were there in person, who were calling and texting. This is a moment they will remember for the rest of their lives. And what I'm worried about is it going to scare people out of the public eye? Is it going to make them afraid to speak up? We can't let that happen. We need to change, make sure that our kids feel safe and they understand the importance of free speech. That is what Charlie would have wanted. That's what all of us want. But we do have to recognize that safety, unfortunately, is an issue in this country.
Yes, it is.
And we've got to make sure that we tone it down a little. And we can't allow the left to call us Nazis and monsters and demonize us, all these names we've been called. You know, I've lived under many, many death threats for many years, and it is frightening. And it's frightening for this next generation and what they saw last week. We've got to help them recover from that.
Yeah, I am not a Nazi. I am not a fascist. I'm not a white supremacist. I'm not any of these things that they try to label you and I every single day. But let me give you a couple quick quotes. They bring a knife, we bring a gun. Barack Obama. I want you to argue with them and get in their face. Barack Obama. I don't want to quell anger. I think people are right to be angry. I'm angry. Barack Obama. Hit back twice as hard. Barack Obama. I could go on with this list, by the way. I think that's where it started. This idea that Donald Trump has divided America. Nonsense. I mean, is he a polarizing political figure? Yes, but it did not start with him. We can do better, Ronna. We're going forward. 38,000 requests for new TPUSA chapters in this country. Charlie Kirk planted a lot of seeds around this country for freedom of speech, for Christianity, for the future of this nation. I give you the last word.
Well, and he also brought young kids who are being indoctrinated on college campuses by liberal ideology and said, I'm going to help you change the way you think. I'm going to give you a different path. And that was critical. It was critical in the last election. And he took on the status quo. And that's brave and difficult. And, of course, now we've seen the result of that. But his legacy will live on. And we obviously send our prayers to his wife, Erica, and his young children and the millions of people that he touched and these young kids.
You got it. Ronna McDaniel, always appreciate talking to you. Michigan Forward Network, if you want to find out more. Thank you, Ronna.
Thanks for having me, Steve.
Always, always. The world is different today, but it can still be better. Don't lose hope of that. Don't lose sight of the joy. It's still possible. I'll be back.
Are you ready to retire? Have you been planning for the big day to leave that job behind? Hey, it's Steve Gerber, and no matter whether you've been planning for it or not, you need to be thinking about the next chapter. And it's a very good idea to get a second opinion. Nick Hopwood at Peak Wealth is the man to call. His team has over 100 years of experience helping people make critical financial decisions. People just like you. Peak Wealth is independent, fee-based, and a fiduciary. So clients know they always receive the best advice in their best interest. When I'm making big financial decisions, I trust Nick Hopwood, and you can too. You've heard Nick on the show over the years talking about the most important financial decisions and big ideas like not having any lazy money. That's an idea I put to work years ago, and you should too. And if you have questions about retirement, investing, and getting your money to work for you, you need to talk to Nick Hopwood and his team of professional certified financial planners. Visit peakwm.com/Gruber. That's peakwm.com/Gruber. Do that today and get a free Social Security evaluation. peakwm.com/Gruber.
Do you want to lose 20 to 50 pounds in just 40 days? At MyPure Health Solutions, they uncover the real reasons your body's holding on to fat.
like hormones, metabolism, and inflammation, making it impossible to reach your weight loss goals. No exercise needed, and you'll get one-on-one weekly calls with a health coach to keep you on track. Get summer ready from anywhere in America, right from your own home. My listeners get $200 off, but don't wait. Visit GruberHealth.com today. Take the first step toward a healthier, slimmer you. GruberHealth.com. Real results, real food, real simple.
Calling all Bridge Card holders. Did you know you can now use your Bridge Card at many Michigan farmers markets? It's smart to buy locally grown produce because as time passes, fruits and vegetables lose some of their nutritional value. The quicker it can get from the farmer's field to your dinner table, the better. It's also more affordable to buy produce in season. The freshest, healthiest produce is available now at your local farmers market, and many Michigan farmers markets now accept Bridge Cards, making it easier for more families to make the healthy choice. Learn more at MIFMA.org. This message sponsored by the Michigan Farmers Market Association and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.
Nurse, set up an IV. And you, her boyfriend, you were the driver?
Yes, doctor, but I didn't mean to hurt her. I only had a few drinks. I was just buzzed.
Just buzzed? Oh, then your girlfriend is fine.
Hey, sweetie, I feel great.
She's really okay?
What, are you kidding? No, not really. Nurse, get me a suture kit. Stat.
Buzzed driving. Maybe we should stop acting like it's no big deal. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
It's a long way from normal, but Ivy and I did go to the football game in Detroit yesterday. My first ever NFL game, weird at my age, but I'd never been to one before. She'd been to one previously, I think. Really enjoyed our time there. Seemed somewhat normal. I was disappointed the Lions did nothing in remembrance of Charlie Kirk like so many other baseball teams and football teams did, but I'm not going to beat on too much. I mean, it was each team's prerogative to make a decision in that regard. So, Ivy, good morning. Glad you're here.
Good morning, Steve. Happy to be here with you as well.
All right. So where are we starting today? What's on your mind? I mean, it's been such a strange few days, and all this hatred and all this bile and all this gaslighting. Oh, he's a MAGA guy killing a MAGA guy. I mean, come on. Come on. We're not that dumb.
Right. And there is no shortage of false information online. There's no shortage of vitriol and hate. And I think actually it's a good thing that we have these online forums because we can see in an instant decent versus vile, and just with people that have no care, no sanctity for life. It's a very sad thing to see, and I don't know how we reconcile with people like that. I think you can perhaps try to reach those sort of folks, but I'm not sure. It's something that I struggle to understand. I think it's something that a lot of people struggle to understand. But you know, the more than more, and you actually shared this video with me yesterday about this odd world of furries and
it's all this back channel internet stuff with gamers and so forth. It's just like this strange evil world that, and they have these different memes and conversations. It's like in code, and some of it's sarcastic, but it's sarcastic. Oh, I was just kidding. When maybe they're not kidding.
What is the term for that? Do you remember? It's groypers?
Groypers, something like that. Yeah. Which is what the left is trying to say. Oh, this guy's a groyper, a far right extremist. That's why he killed Charlie. This is garbage. Right. He was a far leftist. His family said so. The governor said so. The FBI says he's living with a man who's transitioning to be a woman. And they're in a relationship. Right. They're in a gay relationship. That's it.
And there
doesn't matter.
And there was just another story that just came out about the roommate, the transgender roommate's family member that said that
he's
that
a radical
these people,
leftist.
Yeah, they hated they hated conservatives, and so anyhow, as I'm going down this rabbit hole, I implore everyone. whether you're a parent or a grandparent, to really talk to your kids about what's going on in school, what they're looking at online. The internet can be a dark place. It can be a place that you can obtain a lot of knowledge, but it also can be a place that people, kids, teenagers, and young adults can get lost in and get sucked in and manipulated easily, especially if they don't feel like they have a purpose and a place in the world. And it really makes me think about young men. You know, when you think about how I find that especially white young men, a lot of the times in the public school and then in the college system, they really get told that they are like the least amount of, they're the least important people on earth.
Well, and going back to what you're saying here, that's exactly up the line of what attracts these people to this darkness. They don't feel like they belong to anything. They're incels. Incels being people that are basically incapable of dating, can't get a girl to go out with them, so they're an incel. You've got this disconnect from anything. So they find a community. They find a purpose. They find commonality in there of these other people that feel lost and adrift. And so what happens inside here? It's the devil's electronic playground. Mm-hmm. That's what happens in there, in my opinion.
Yeah, for sure. You know, as pornography is readily available,
sure,
as is any of these forums that provide the space for these people to come together. And
all the violent shooting games.
And, you know, I think about, too, this whole furry thing. And this should not be acceptable in schools. And I think that, please, again, talk to your kids. If this is being allowed in your public school in your area, you need to start standing up against that.
I hear rumors about that. That is not a thing
that you can tolerate.
Yeah, I hear rumors about that. But usually when I go and research, it's just online rumor. I don't find any evidence.
I mean, how many I've seen these sorts of people with their parents dressed up like this, and I just don't understand what the motivation or what why you would allow your kid to do something like that. But this actually goes back to, in my opinion, where, you know, people wanted to do things sexually that they felt were not, you know, inappropriate, and that they could hide their face and then they would not be shamed because no one would actually know who they are. And so I think that's where this kind of thing started and then developed into, you know, this whole online weird fantasy place.
Whatever it is.
Whatever darkness. It is. But
it's just dark.
I think that we, as Christian conservatives, business owners like you and I, we're very busy and we are working on building a business and building our own family. And I do think that it's time that, you know, similar to what Charlie Kirk's mission is that we need to go out and talk to people in community and make sure that, hey, we're allowing a place for young people in America to be successful, to feel like they're part of something, to remind them, you know, whatever race, religion, color you are, you have a place, you can succeed in America. And I think because we're just so wrapped up in this digital world that we do forget to talk to one another. We don't even look at each other in the eye in the darn grocery store.
But let me say this, and I think this bears repeating every single day. I am not a Nazi. I am not a fascist. I am not a racist. Stop calling me names because it is pissing me off. Stop it.
Well, it's not true.
Of course it's not true.
You know, but
that's what they do. They label exactly what you said here several times last week. They label you, they dehumanize you, and then they can kill you.
Right. Starts with a label, then creates you, then turn into the enemy, which then manipulates people into believing
that it's okay.
It's okay for you to be killed.
Right. We got to leave it there. You were right last week. Stop labeling us. I'm none of those things. She's none of those things. We're just people.
And I'd like to stick around and say one more. I want to tell you one more story
that
I found.
You have to wait after the break.
Okay.
Sit there. I'll be right back.